early this morning in Poland and Turin. The success story continues, Chris, with Noreen Boner from Stranraer, from Finn Valley, as you say, competing for Ireland in the half marathon event, getting a bronze medal, a Spanish athlete winning the event, a German athlete just 15 seconds ahead of Noreen. And so she's going to be really, really pleased with that third position. So that was, you know, obviously she was fourth in the outdoor championships. We came very close to a medal. So when you actually grab that medal, it's just a bit extra special. So well done to her. And the big add-on to that was that she led the Irish team to a team gold position. So that was always going to be kind of in the cards because it is a very strong team. But to lead that team, to get an individual medal, it's a very, very special day for Noreen Boner.
And elsewhere, some other good performances to note.
Yes, indeed. Just a few messages coming through there. Cranford having a good day. Young Oisin Kelly, a 1500 metres national championship record, continuing his good form from a younger age right through the ages to this point in time. So well done to him. And Aoife Giles from Cranford as well. Both of them from Cranford, a silver medal in the shot put. And Sean McGinley from Glens Foley, that young boy who ran for the Irish schools last weekend, a student at St Union's College. He got himself a gold medal in his age category over 1500 metres. He competes out of Olympian Athletic Club in the area, and you know, a big performance for him. So well done to him. And just in the last maybe 20-25 minutes, Danielle Janssen from Finn Valley, a silver medal in 400 metres in the under 18 section. So that's the only information I have at the moment, but I'm sure a clearer picture will emerge as the evening progresses, and I'll probably get the opportunity to tidy it up tomorrow at some stage. So the good news all around there for those three young athletes. And as I say, very quickly indeed, Turin was the story this week. Mark Connolly getting that story off to a very, very strong start. And with that gold medal performance in his age category way back last Monday, possibly. And and Kay Byrne getting herself a team medal in on that particular day as well. So in the cross country. So listen, but as I say, life moves on very quickly. And now we're concentrating right now on our young athletes at National Indoor Championships in Athlone.